ETA Star achieves ISO 9001:2000 certification. In a landmark development in the regional property market scenario, UAE-based ETA Star has become the first property developer to achieve the prestigious ISO 9001:2000 certification. The certification to ETA Star was awarded by the Lloyd's Register Quality Assurance after being found to meet stringent international quality management system requirements. Lean initiatives come up short for pharma manufacturers. According to a recent survey of over 1,500 pharmaceutical manufacturers, lean manufacturing hasn't had the same high success rate in the pharmaceutical industry as it has in the automotive and high-tech industries. The survey was conducted by Invistix, a developer of manufacturing performance optimization solutions for complex asset-intensive industries. The survey showed that while more than half of the respondents said their companies have implemented Lean, Six Sigma, or operational excellence, less than half of those Lean initiatives have produced satisfactory results. Food manufacturers are tracked via RFID. Foodnet, part of BT Auto ID, is issuing RFID to track products in real time in an effort to prevent recalls or reduce the cost of recalls if they are necessary. BT Auto ID, part of the UK's British Telecommunications Group, explained that in the event of a food scare, the accessible data trail enables accurate and rapid recall of corresponding products. When the retailer places its order via BT Foodnet, the food manufacturer enters the key product information onto an RFID tag and the margin for error is all but eradicated. Magnesium Foundry had numerous OSHA violations. After a fire in April 2005 that killed one person and injured four others, the Indiana Labor Department found nine serious violations at the National Magnesium and Aluminium Foundry in Fort Wayne. The foundry was then re-inspected about 3 months later. That time, it was fined for a repeat violation for not properly training employees on hazardous chemicals in that work area. It was also cited for having rotating blades exposed using wet-dry vacuum to pick up magnesium dust and for not having eye washers. Total fines were almost to $70,000.